ICC.
All right, good morning and welcome to the Coffee Break Chat. I'm your host, Mike Bellamy. Joining me this morning is State Senator Tony Wong. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. It's always great to talk to you.
All right, let's talk budget. Obviously, some exciting times up in Hartford. The legislature was able to pass it. Really, some historic votes on the budget in the Senate as well as the House. And then the waiting game was on. The governor and what he was going to do, he inevitably signed the budget into law. Now, let's start with kind of breaking the budget down, some of the highlights you saw from it. Obviously, number one is the fact that both sides working together to put this together, but some of the details that you're excited about.
Well, you're absolutely right. We do have a Connecticut state budget, and it's a point of rather elation, but more relief. And it is not perfect. But the first and foremost is the legislative body, the House and the Senate, got together in a bipartisan compromise basis, Democrats and Republicans getting together as legislators, representing the people that elected us, and said to the executive branch, meaning the governor's office, that we will take the lead in proposing a budget, and that we will vote in a bipartisan basis that has enough votes to override your proposed vetoes should you not like it. It was monumental where legislators said, we're going to start representing the people and challenge the balance of power between the executive branch. And the first and foremost of what we did that really binded all of us together is the fact that we restored municipal and educational funding and pretty much held all the towns relatively harmless. That's important because the governor's draconian executive order made slashing cuts to municipal aid in the middle of budget season and also cut to zero, 85 towns' educational funding. So if there was not a catalyst for us to get together then to say, hey, we represent our towns, and that was one of the first and foremost objectives, is we made our towns harmless. We also said that down the road, we're going to give you a much more predictable path and how to manage your budgets. So that's the first. I think the second is structural changes to be able to make some predictable ways how we have to change the way we govern. You know, such as we actually implemented and proposed and passed a spending cap that should have been implemented 20 plus years ago when we placed in the income tax, which has never happened in over 20 years. We put that in. We put a bonding cap so that we move away from a credit card mentality and push problems down to future generations. We also said that you're going to vote on every labor contract, something that we've not done for over 20 plus years, to get more accountability. We also helped our seniors and those most at risk and vulnerable. For example, the home health care program that was devastated by the governor's cut, we restored it. We wanted to be sure that those seniors that want to stay at home and get the best possible care in a familiar environment gets that. We also eliminated some taxes. We raised estate tax thresholds to the federal level. We also eliminated Social Security income tax. The fact is, we're only one of three states in the country that does that. So we made these changes, and the challenge is, this is only the tip of the iceberg, Mike, of what we have to do. I know you talked a little bit about the hospital tax and the governor's line item veto. The fact was, it was a issue of language and being able to tie it into the reimbursement of the federal Medicaid funding, so that we're going to go back in as a legislative body and go in and fix the language and make sure that our hospitals are fully protected under this provider tax and that we get the proper reimbursements. But most important of all, we're going to fix and do things right. And you know, there may be unintended consequences of a 900-page, 40-billion-plus budget with almost $5 billion in deficit. There are cuts that are going to come out, Mike, and there's some difficult choices we had to make. But I would offer to say this. This is the first time in a long, long time that we as state government and legislative leaders have said, we're going to make some judicious and disciplined cuts rather than tax and spend as we have in the past.
State Senator Tony Wong joining us here on WICC 600. Before we let you go, Tony, let's kind of give us a preview on the next session. Obviously, the budget has just taken over when it comes to discussions up in Hartford, but what can we look forward to coming up?
Well, the timing is perfect because we have Election Day tomorrow, and even though there's no congressional or top of the gubernatorial or in some cases mayoral or first electman races, what happens tomorrow is the start of impacting what we do next. We get a lot of our guidance as legislators from our local community leaders, and people will have to go out and vote and offer their voice on the people that they want to lead each municipality. So tomorrow's election day, please vote. Know who you're voting for. As Tip O'Neill would say, politics is always local. Don't get drawn into the national and the rhetoric of national. Know who is local and voting for you. The three priorities I would say, Mike, is we've got to focus on creating jobs and building up our economy. And that means we have to look at regulations, we look at taxes, we look at an ecosystem to support people. It sounds easy, but it's a lot of work. The second is we have to get a control of our pension liabilities, our labor costs, and how we do business as a state in delivering our services. We've got to be more efficient. We've got to be like private businesses. We've got to be like households. I think the third is we have to fix our infrastructure. Our roads, our bridges, our rails, they are in average, if not mediocre, shape. If we're going to build up our businesses and our jobs, we have to be sure that the infrastructure is there. So those are the three top line items that are a lot of hard, heavy lifting. But the bottom line I said at the end of my debate on the Senate floor was this. The best thing I can offer in this budget and as an imperfect product as it is the fact that we as Democrats and Republicans got together and worked together. That's what people have been asking for. And there's so much more to do. If we can keep up the compromise and reach a level of support and understanding, I believe we have a good path ahead of us. So I always appreciate the opportunity to speak on your show, and thank you again for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Good stuff, Tony. It's great to have you on. That optimism paid off when it comes to budget time. Took a little overtime there, but we got something moving forward. Look forward to having you on in a couple of weeks, and we'll assess where we're at then.
Thanks, Mike. Have a great week.
State Senator Tony Wong, and as he said, urging people to get out and vote. Tomorrow, lots of elections when it comes to school boards, city councils. There's a library referendum in Bridgeport. A lot of things that people that impact you more directly than even what happens up in Hartford, or especially what happens in Washington. There's more stuff that happens.